From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. The website again, CriticalHealthNews.com. Toll-free number to call where there are people there who will give you help. They're listening to the show. And so when Doc gives you a recommendation, you might be driving, you might be in a truck, and you can't write this down. They are. So they've got the information for you. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc, thank you for joining us during these tense times. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for your hospitality, George. You are the greatest information person alive, maybe it's ever been. So we're so very proud of our association with you.
I have long believed that if we have a great built-up immune system, we can fight off just about anything and any kind of disease. In this kind of situation, we need to build up our immune system. Doc, I think there's a lot of people who have a low immune system, and they're getting hit with this virus.
Well, you get an A++, George, and of course, this whole coronavirus thing started over 8,000 years ago. Back then, there was a Greek physician who wrote that celiac disease, okay, is connected to consumption of wheat. That was 8,000 years ago. 2,250 years ago, 250 BC, 250 years before the coming of Christ, a Roman physician wrote that the most common side effect of consumption of wheat and celiac disease is osteoporosis. Now, your immune system is entirely in your bone marrow cavity. Now, doctors don't pay attention to this, okay? You go back, let's say 2,000 years ago, doctors knew for a fact, George, 2,000 years ago, that plagues and pandemics like we have now are caused by an infiltration of terrible, bad, evil spirits.
That's what they thought. Well, that's true.
Okay, and they haven't changed much. Now, the immune system entirely is involved in your bone marrow. Doctors do not pay attention to your bone marrow. Your bone marrow, also next to your heart, is the second most important part of your cardiovascular system. Your bone marrow makes red blood cells, platelets to stop you from bleeding to death. Your bone marrow makes lymphocytes, monocytes, neutrophils, eosinophils, basophils. It's their white blood cells that are the cavalry and the marines, which when your body signals you've got a virus infection or bacterial infection like the coronavirus, your bone marrow dumps all these white blood cells in your bloodstream. They go and they kill and they eat the viruses and bacteria. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have stem cells in your bone marrow that make antibodies. It's your chemical warfare against viruses and bacteria. Now, here's the giveaway on the coronavirus. Here is the clue that they're not even looking at. It's a fact, everybody knows it, that when kids under the age of 20 get infected with the coronavirus, they get mild, common cold-like symptoms.
Right.
I think one kid has died in the world, you know, since this came out in November. Okay?
Okay.
And other than that, they just get mild, cold-like symptoms. Now, if you get into your 20s to 40s, you're a millennial, you might get some more advanced respiratory stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They put you in the hospital for 2 weeks. They put you on these respirators and things that people are always screaming about and sending plane loads of respirators around the world. They give them IV fluids and some, you know, vitamin C and zinc and stuff like that in the IVs. And in 2 weeks' time, they come out, and they're virus-free. They're cured.
Right.
You know, we have millions of cases of cured coronavirus. However, today they're starting to show up with their second round. They're infectious again.
They're getting reinfected again.
That's right. Okay, and I think it's not from the outside. It's just, you know, pockets inside. Suddenly now their immune system's not working anymore.
So it probably never went away, right?
George, you get an A++.
I'm learning.
You are the great communicator. And so what happens here is, when you're giving somebody IV fluids and you're giving them IV vitamins and minerals, you're bypassing the intestine. Okay.
All right, I'm with you.
The reason why the average age at death from the coronavirus is 80 all over the world, every country, the average age is 80, okay, is because by the time you get to be 65, 70 years of age, your bone marrow's dead. Okay, your bone marrow was okay. When you're a kid, that's why you have common cold-like symptoms from the coronavirus.
You mean your bone marrow doesn't continue functioning afterwards?
No, because what's happened is you've been eating gluten. You've been eating wheat, barley, rye, and oats for 45, 50, 60 years.
We killed it then.
We killed it by cutting off the food supply because you get celiac disease. People say, I don't have celiac disease. Do you have constipation? Yeah, well, that's celiac disease. I have diverticulitis. Well, that's celiac disease.
Well, I bet you have the secret to regenerating bone marrow.
Yes, we do. And so two things you have to do. Number one, immediately, everybody in the world has to give up eating gluten. No wheat, no barley, rye, oats. What country in the world has the highest percentage of deaths from coronavirus?
Right now, we're one of the highest, and Italy, of course.
Italy, okay. Now, what is Italy famous for? What is their
pasta? Pasta.
Pasta, which is gluten.
Heavy gluten. Noodles. It's exclusively gluten.
Yeah, noodles, bread, pasta of every kind, and that's why they say, oh well, they have the average age of 65. America's only average age of 38. Well, Germany lived right next door to them. Their average age is 65, but they have one of the lowest rates in Europe of deaths from the coronavirus because they eat potatoes. They don't eat wheat.
Good point.
Okay, and so first of all, people got rid of the bad stuff, so the food starts flowing again to the bone marrow. No wheat, no barley, rye, and oats. I mean, the dog food's got to be gluten-free. Mom and dad and the kids, because you're going to get cross-contaminated in the laundry and the food preparation surfaces. No gluten, no wheat, no barley, rye, and oats, so that the food supply can go from your intestines now. It'll take a couple of weeks to a couple of months to heal, and everything will be good.
It's almost like a lockdown from gluten.
That's right. And then you need to take the 90 essential nutrients, because your bone marrow requires 90 essential nutrients, okay, to make white blood cells and antibodies and all that, and red blood cells and platelets. And
in addition to, like, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, that's all part of that. That's right.
All part of the 90. Now, here's the deal. You know, they say that people with coexisting conditions, they just came out with this. They say Italy, 25% of the people who die from the coronavirus in Italy have pre-existing conditions. Another 25% have two or more pre-existing conditions, and 50% have three or more pre-existing conditions. They made a list of them today. Okay, you ready for this?
Yep.
66% of the people who die from coronavirus have high blood pressure. 43% have diabetes, both of which are nutritional deficiencies. Kidney failure, they're on dialysis, 25%, which is a nutritional deficiency. Obesity, which is a nutritional deficiency, has nothing to do with eating too much and lack of exercise. It's a nutritional deficiency of any one of the members of a certain class of nutrients, is 24%. And now this one is the good one. Heart disease, let's see here. We're talking about the cardiomyopathy heart disease. Dr. Oz was on TV today saying 22% of the people who die of coronavirus die really from the cardiomyopathy heart disease, and the coronavirus just puts a load on the heart. Well, I'm an expert in that. I've done 1,700 autopsies published in three languages, George, of cardiomyopathy heart disease victims in Qishan, China. I was there, and I did 1,700 autopsies published in three languages. The English version is in the Journal of Trace Element Research, 1990. Look it up and see if I'm lying or not. 1,700 autopsies. It's caused by a deficiency of a single mineral. Okay? Lung disease, which is a deficiency of another nutrient, causes 13.9%. Congestive heart failure caused by deficiency of a single vitamin causes 11.5%. Neurological diseases, which can be pellagra, beriberi, things like
And these are all deaths in Italy caused, coronavirus deaths based on these deficiencies.
These people all had three or more of these coexisting factors.
Man, they don't supplement in Italy, do they?
No, they just eat well.
It's well.
Well, but that's what they say. We just eat well. Well, of course, a doctor.
They may eat a lot.
Doctor, shouldn't I supplement, Doc, with all this stuff going on? Shouldn't I help my immune system? No, I just eat well. You get everything you need. And every time a doctor says that, they should be put in jail for life for reckless endangerment. Okay.
Well, Doc, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk more about building the immune system.
We'll tell you how to do it.
We'll be taking some calls. We'll take calls next hour as well. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. We are talking about building up your immune system during this very tense situation. And, of course, we're not going to get into whether it was made in a laboratory or somebody got it from eating a tainted snake, but we just want to build up your immune system tonight. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We're back with the man himself, Doc Joel Wallach. Doc Wallach with us has been on our program for years now, and he's been associated with Critical Health News since its inception. The toll-free number to call, there are incredible people there, a team that Doc Wallach put together. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. They will assist you with things that you need to do. Doc, what about kids, too? Do they still need to build up their immune system, even though they aren't really the ones that get this coronavirus?
Well, they do get the coronavirus, but they only show mild cold-like symptoms. And so we do need to make sure that they're getting their 90 essential nutrients for at least 3 months before they're conceived, all through the pregnancy to prevent birth defects, because all birth defects are caused by nutritional deficiencies, except those caused by viruses and poisons and things like that. There are no genetically transmitted birth defects. That's why my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. I'm very proud of that. And as for my postdoctoral fellowship, which is kind of like a PhD degree, represents 20,000 autopsies, okay? And so if you've heard of this new science, epigenetics, which has replaced genetics.
That's right. That's you. Okay. You started that.
Yep. Yeah, me and Bruce Lipton, the two guys, are considered the fathers of that study. Now, let's go to the immune system here. Let's go back to 1918 and 1919 when the Spanish flu went through. 500 million people in the world got the disease. 50 million died.
That's right.
H1N1.
Worldwide.
H1
worldwide.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And so they came up with a vaccine for it, and yet today in the United States alone, this year, right now, so far, we have 40,000 deaths from
the flu,
H1N1, yeah.
Well, see, I'm convinced, and my guest last night is convinced, that he says there is no coronavirus, that it's the flu. Everything's mixed in together. He sees a more sinister approach here, Doc, which we won't get into with you. But the media...
Well, I agree with that, George. You know, 100 years ago, there's like 15 different coronaviruses. There's the H1N1 Spanish flu. There's the swine flu, the bird flu. But they were just lumped into one flu thing 100 years ago. Well, once they came out with the ability to kind of separate them out and identify them genetically different, you know, they're kind of, oh, this is a new wave. No, this was around for thousands of years, okay? It was just piled into one
thing. Well, and one of the things they're saying, and people were panicking because they said, the mortality rate of this virus is huge, and I kept saying, folks, it only looks that way because they haven't identified all the people who are really infected.
That's
and
correct.
If you had the real number of infected people, that death rate mortality number comes way, way down, probably would match the seasonal flu number.
Well, the seasonal flu is 40 times bigger than the coronavirus.
In terms of death count,
death count, okay? Now, and of course, everybody's expecting this vaccination to come out. It's going to take 16 to 8 months, which means it's almost 2 years from now. And then when they give it to you, it's not going to be good until the next year. So you're not going to get real benefit from any vaccination.
Well, and are you going to be the first person in line to get that vaccine? No, not me either.
Okay, so then the other piece is, okay, starting with the kids, we need to make sure they're getting their 90 essential nutrients. They got to get off of gluten. Okay, they got to live like an Asian. When you look at the demographics of who, you know, has the most deaths, okay, the death rate. Let's look at black people in the industrialized world. As 75.5% of the deaths are from black. White people make up 28% of the deaths. Hispanics are 2%, and Asians are 0.9%, less than 1%. And that's because Asians primarily live on rice and sweet potatoes. In Africa, you don't hear anything going on in Africa because they're so poor they don't own any land. They just live on sweet potatoes. They're not eating gluten.
Right.
Okay? And so that's why you're seeing this sort of weird pattern of what's going on here. Who gets it, who doesn't, who lives with it, and who dies with it. Okay? And the reason why the black community is so high in deaths from the coronavirus and the flu, H1N1, is because they eat a lot of gluten. You know, say a black couple goes to a restaurant, the lady will have a glass of wine, the guy will have three or four or five beers, all made from wheat.
Wheat.
Okay.
Interesting.
And then, of course, the wife loves him, and she's going to give him a couple of servings of spaghetti at dinner time, and she's just going to eat vegetables because she's watching her weight and her complexion.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of food widespread throughout everybody?
No. It's widespread through, for instance, the Italians, but not the Asians.
Huh.
Okay, the Asians are rice and sweet potatoes.
But Caucasians eat a lot of pasta.
Well, only in Italy.
No, they do here, too. I know people who eat Italian food like crazy, and they're not Italian.
They are the ones who are in risk of dying.
Interesting.
Okay. Now,
the former head of the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said you must take vitamin D. You agree with that?
Well, yeah, because vitamin D helps maintain your bones and your bone marrow. Absolutely. That's where your defenses are, okay?
And what does zinc do?
Well, zinc actually helps your T cells, your lymphocytes, T lymphocytes, kill the virus, kill and eat the virus. And, of course, you know, we're talking about now the bone marrow again because where do your T lymphocytes get made? In your bone marrow, from stem cells in your bone marrow. And so your bone marrow requires all 90 essential nutrients. And one of the biggest supporters of your immune system are minerals, okay? Because, again, your bones and your bone marrow require all these 60 essential minerals to be able to function as the immune system as well as the cardiovascular system. Now, here's our part. Let them make their vaccinations. Hey, nothing wrong with that. If it reduces the death rate by 25%, it's worth it. But that's going to be 3 years from now. Okay, it's going to be beneficial. And so also, they're talking about these drugs and things. I hope they find one that'll help kill the bug that's in people, infecting people. That'll be wonderful. But in the meantime, if everybody gets off of gluten and then does what they can do to kill the bug with things that have been used for history, okay, for long periods of time, we're talking about we have a program where we have, of course, our hand sanitizer. We have colloidal silver, which has been used for 2,000 years until 1938 when they got penicillin and patented it. Every physician, every pharmacist wanted to have a patented pharmaceutical, so they dumped colloidal silver after 2,000 years. It's still the greatest killer of all viruses, including coronavirus. So we have colloidal silver available. I make a little spray and I inhale it. It goes up into my nose, my throat. I gargle with it, brush my teeth with it.
Does it taste funny?
No.
All right, that's good.
You can put in some peppermint tea. It just tastes like peppermint tea.
What is so important about quinine?
Okay, well, quinine is what's used to kill the malaria bacteria. Not bacteria, parasites, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so quinine is a drug that is used to kill the parasite that causes malaria. And, of course, we spray mosquitoes to kill the carrier of the parasite from one person to the next. And so it's kind of a process you got to go through here. And the same thing is true with this corona thing. So we came up with what we call first defense. It goes back thousands of years of herbal stuff and all these communities that survived.
Is this new or old? Is this in response to the coronavirus or had it?
This was in response to things that were happening thousands of years ago, and we got the original formula. Okay. It's made from cinnamon bark, cloves, eucalyptus, neroli. It has oregano in it. It's got palmarosa, peppermint, ravensara, tea tree, thyme, and all those are in one product called First Defense. And I kind of use that as an aftershave in the morning after I shave. And so it's in my face, and I'm inhaling it all day. And then, of course, we have the hand sanitizer. And then we have all these other things that support the immune system. All right, we have the I-26, which is an immune egg powder. We inject the dead coronavirus into the chickens, okay, and they build up antibodies against it, and they lay the antibodies in the eggs. And so we powder the eggs and then give it to people, and so they're getting an antibody against all kinds of viruses, including coronavirus and so forth.
Yeah, coronaviruses, Doc, have been around for how long?
Thousands of years.
Yeah. I had a friend of mine called me, and this is it's somewhat humorous, but not really, and she had a can of Lysol, 5 years old, five-year-old can of Lysol. On the back, she said, oh, my God, it says will also help fight coronaviruses. Mm-hmm. And she thought that there was something sinister going on here, that how would they know about this virus 5 years ago?
Well,
and I
said,
they've been around, though, these viruses.
12 years ago, we identified two species of coronaviruses. One was called MERS, and the other was SARS.
That's right, which, thank God, didn't develop as bad as a lot of people thought it would.
Yeah, because they're just a different strain. It's just like, you know, what's more vicious, a rattlesnake or a bull snake? They're both snakes, though, right?
How close are these viruses to the flu?
They're kind of distant cousins. They're distant cousins. Just like how close is the streptococcus to the staphylococcus?
Because the average person could not distinguish the difference.
That's correct.
Between
will be the same.
Exactly. So is it conceivable that this COVID-19 virus has been around much longer than what we thought?
Oh, absolutely. It has been. It's been around for thousands of years. And it was, as your friend said, it was all classed as part of the flu, which there's coronaviruses in there. There's H1N1, the swine flu, the bird flu. All this kind of stuff is in, and it was just considered one disease until about 15 years ago when they had the ability to separate them out and identify all the individual members, okay? Prior to that, they just lumped them all into one class.
So it's conceivable people had the coronavirus a few years ago, died, and they tossed them into the seasonal flu numbers.
That's correct.
Jeez.
Georgie, an A++, exactly. And so our job as an individual, and you know, I grew up on a farm. We had no electricity until I was 9 years old, and Grandma was a doctor, okay? And so we had every kind of herb and vitamin and mineral you can think of, and that's when I realized when I was 9 years old that the doctors were missing it. I realized this when I was nine. My mom and dad took me to 20 different doctors because I had a problem that the doctors couldn't solve, and so I just started eating animal food, and in 3 days' time I was cured because it had all the vitamins and minerals in the animal food, okay? And so when I was 9 years old, I realized that I had to go do for people what veterinarians were doing for animals, and that's how the whole thing started. And Grandma, she was big on the herbs, and she was putting wood ashes in the garden, which was kind of fertilizer. It was minerals going into the garden and the wood ashes and so forth. And so you can't depend on what may or may not be in the food. If you analyze carrots from every state in the United States, they'll all be different in their mineral content because nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blank around the crust of the earth. So just thinking you can eat well and get everything you need is absolutely false. You have to supplement, and that's what we do in animals because we don't have health insurance for them. We supplement them with everything. We've eliminated 900 different diseases in them by just supplementing with all 90 essential nutrients. So that's where the longevity program comes in with the 90 essential nutrients, and it's just working like a charm. And so, again,
good.
People take the 90. We have what we call secret sauces. If they come to us with diabetes, it's a simple nutritional deficiency disease. It's not genetic. You take the healthy blood sugar pack, and your diabetes goes away in 30 days. I don't care if you've had it for 30 years. You haven't urinated in 10 years. You're on dialysis 6 days a week. You get on our program for the dialysis, and guess what? In 2 weeks, you're peeing again, and in 6 weeks' time, you're off of dialysis after 25 years of being on dialysis.
Let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York, to get us started. Go ahead, Joseph.
Yeah, hi, Doc. I'm a little bit curious about, you know, you have a lot of expertise in that with animals, and I don't hear that people's pets are getting this virus. And then all of a sudden you hear that a tiger in the Bronx Zoo got the virus. Now, I know that as far as vitamin C, as I understand it, animals do produce vitamin C natural while humans don't. Now, is this a factor, or why would you say that the animals are not getting this virus, yet one did, but it's supposedly rapidly recovered or is recovering rapidly?
Okay, two reasons. Number one, If you're living with an animal in the house, a pet or this, that, and the other, or you're working with livestock, you're going to be transferring everything back and forth from you to them, them to you. And the beautiful thing about animals, they're getting the 90 essential nutrients in their dog food, their cat food, their tiger food, which I was very instrumental in, you know, coming up with those formulas for the tigers. That's why my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute.
You worked at the St. Louis Zoo for a long time, didn't you?
Well, yes, the St. Louis Zoo.
And Marlon Perkins.
Marlon Perkins. He actually used my first scientific paper, George, that I wrote. I ran into the first mass die off in America from pollution, got it published and figured it out. And he got a $25 million grant. I was actually in Africa working on the White Rhino Conservation Project. He pulled me back to be the pathologist on it. And it was at Washington University in St. Louis. It was called the Center for the Biology of Natural Systems. It was created to manage that $25 million thing. And I did 20,000 autopsies in 10 years. Got it published, of course, as a textbook, but it was also my thesis for my postdoctoral fellowship. And it's in the Smithsonian Institute because I showed that there were no genetically transmitted diseases, there were no genetically transmitted birth defects, it was all nutritional deficiencies, and that you could solve all of these infectious things with nutrition, give your body nutrition for your bone marrow, again, to make white blood cells and antibodies and so forth to defend you. And this is where the animals had the advantage. And, you know, these poor people who eat dog food, you wonder why they can live on the street and don't die of all these diseases, because they're eating dog food, which is full of the vitamins and minerals.
Interesting. More so than most human food.
Yeah. And so that's the deal, and that's a very good question this gentleman had. But we pass things back and forth, and, of course, a bug that might be very fatal for a human being would be not much for an animal.
Well, like if this thing started in a Wuhan wet food market from a snake that may have eaten a tainted bat, did the snake get the virus, or was it merely the carrier of it?
A passive carrier.
Uh-huh. So can a person then be a carrier and not have symptoms?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that's for these kids. This happens all the time with the coronavirus. They get very minor common cold-like symptoms. They might, you know, get a little fever of a half a degree or something like that. No aches and pains, no cough, no real fever, nothing, until they get up to be 20 years old, and then suddenly now they get a 2-degree fever, and they get coughing. So they put them in the hospital for a couple of weeks with the ventilators and everything. They come out, and they're cured, right? But then I was reading today in scientific journals that 2 months later, the people who were, quote, cured, unquote, are now, again, having active...
They're reinfected again. Some of them. Not all of them, but some of them. Doc, stay with us. We're going to come back for a full hour of phone calls, plus Tom will take text and tweets next.